Back here at Aggie Stadium, 49-23, Bobcats lead. Just a demolition by this Montana State offense. The good news for the Aggies, they're putting up points. 23 points in the game, but they've had a chance for much more. And Ben Scott, the new Aggie quarterback, who lost the competition coming into camp with London Lacey, but he's been inserted by Ron Gould for this game, his first start of his Aggie career. He has looked very good. So here's the kickoff by Daly. And Shimon Wright waiting for it, along with Nate Walker, and Wright will take it on the right hash. Angles left to the hash mark, to the near side of the 20, outside the numbers 25, and run out of bounds in front of the Aggie bench. And that's where the UC Davis offense will take the field. 26 yards on that. And so a number of storylines today. One, we were wondering how the Aggie offense would look. And it seems like last week was really a tipping point for Ron Gould and Kevin Daff. They played it very conservative for the most part. A lot of running plays, not a lot for London Lacey, who was the starting quarterback, to do. Now, Scott has and the offense have just opened up completely, and Manzanares now has found new running lanes thanks to the passing game. They have the ball at their own 26 to start this drive, moving right to left, backs in an offside eye, and they fake the handoff. Scott rolls out to his right. Scott looking long. Scott still with it to the numbers, and he flings it out of bounds over the head of the Montana State secondary. And for some reason, Montana State thought it was intentional grounding. It is not. He was outside the pocket, and he threw it out of bounds. Cannon and Vargas will come in for this play. Second down and 10, 5:40 to go. So no matter what the end result is, there is definitely some positive to take from this game. And the defense, I mean, again, everybody hates giving excuses to them, but their best defensive players to start the year, maybe with the exception of Shimon Wright, they're not playing today. Two receivers right, second and 10. Play action. Scott looks long, loads up, fires over the right side to the long side of the field, and it is incomplete. Outside the far numbers at the 40, about 14 yards downfield, trying to find Cannon. And the pass was there, but Cannon could not get his fingertips on it. Good defensive play by the cornerback, Deontay Flowers. And that'll bring up third down and 10. Aggies have it at their own 26. If they want to have any chance of a miracle comeback down 49-23, they have to score on pretty much every possession. Out of the gun is Scott. Three receivers on the right, single wide to the left. And here's the chest-high snap. Scott facing the blitz, throws the right side, and a chest-high catch. Now curling upfield is Vargas. Vargas breaks a tackle, cuts left across midfield to the 45, gets outside the numbers, and is trampled down from behind at the 43-yard line, and a first down for the Aggies, 31 yards through the air to Ramon Vargas. And Vargas, a guy who did not see the field very much in the first few games of the year. In fact, I don't think he saw a snap until last week. And he's having a very nice game this afternoon. Ron Gould trying to find the right recipe, the right players. He's been rotating receivers in and out. Right now it's Doss and Cannon who are in the game to the right at the Montana State 43. Offset eye to the right. Scott is under center. Cannon in motion wide to the left. Four down linemen for Montana State. Play action. Scott, a seven-step drop. Throws it back to the near side. Caught on a screen. Silvera's got room. Up the left sideline. Breaks the tackle at the 30. And upended outside the near numbers at the 28-yard line. That's good for 15, and that'll move the chains. Bryce Keaton made the tackle again for the Montana State. That last drive, 70 yards, two plays. And 48 seconds off the clock, a 65-yard pass to Sean Johnson. Aggies again moving the ball on offense. This has not been the problem. 49-23 Bobcats. Ben Scott under center. Receivers left and right. Single back offense. Silvera the lone setback. Scott takes the snap. Hands it off. Silvera takes it over the 25. Silvera bangs off a hit. Still keeps the legs churning and reaches the 20, an 8-yard gain. Working just inside the left hash mark. Aaron Barnett, the safety, made the tackle. And now for Montana State, we're seeing what we saw the Aggies have in that first half. And that's a lot of hands on hips. They're getting very tired. They've been on the field a lot in the second half. 3:55 to go. Clock running. 49-23 Bobcats. Two tight ends for Scott under center. Silvera, the single setback. He'll take the handoff up the middle. Cuts it back. He's got a lane at the 15. Trips and falls. to about the 12-yard line. So on second and two, they pick up eight and they move this chains. And the difference between this offense for the Aggies than the first half was the fact that they've been able to punch it in. Two trips into the red zone this half and two touchdowns. But, I mean, you cannot blame this Aggie offense, despite their inefficiency in the red zone, for this deficit. Offside eye to the right. Galindo, the receiver, to the right. Play action by Scott. He's got all day. Backs up. Spins around. Still looking downfield and alertly throws it away. It had nothing going. Pressure was getting to him. And now it's second down and 10 from the Montana State 13. Again, out of the pocket. So he was allowed to throw it away, and it got past the line of scrimmage.
Second down, 10 yards.
I mean, the Aggie offense, if they wanted to keep pace with Montana State today, they would have to score on every possession. Montana State has scored 7 times on 8 possessions today. And really, they've looked extremely good, especially considering the fact that the Aggies are starting a new quarterback, a guy who's never started a game before. Second and 10 from the 13, out of the gun. Play action. Scott will throw. Scott hangs in. Clean pocket. Rolls left. Throws underneath. Caught Manzanares at the 5, and Manzanares is stripped. Loose ball at the goal line. It rolls into the end zone. If the Aggies have it, it's a touchdown, and it's a touchdown. I'm sure that was not in the playbook for the Aggies. Manzanares had the ball inside the 5. He had it stripped in the end zone, and Chris Martin is at the bottom of the pile, and he'll get credit for the touchdown. The receiver, Chris Martin, comes up for the Aggies, and the Aggies score again. Third time in the quarter, the Aggies have put it in the end zone, and it's now 49-29, Montana State. And we do have an injured Bobcat on the field. And as the Aggies special teams will come out. We're getting the official explanation. This is exactly what we thought. It is a touchdown for the Aggies after the fumble. He was fumbled it at about the 2. It took a fortuitous Aggie roll to the end zone. And Chris Martin alertly landed on top of the pile. And, of course, after the officials blow the whistle, the play does not stop when you're in that pile. And Martin did a nice job wrestling everybody away and coming on top of it. So it's 49-29 Bobcats, 3:03 to play. Stewart will come out for an extra point. He had the last one blocked. And the injured Bobcat is Robert Marshall, the safety. He's one of the leaders of the Montana State secondary. He will head to the Montana State sideline. Well, for Montana State, if they are able to win today's game, it is pretty glaring their weakness, and that's the defense. For a lot of those top FCS schools, great offenses, not so great defenses. We saw that with Eastern Washington and now Montana State. And I don't want it to mean to take anything away from the way that UC Davis has played on offense today. It has just been a clinic put on by Ben Scott, Corey Galindo, Martindale, Manzanares, and even Manzanares with a heads-up fumble, if you will. 3:03 to play. Galindo will hold for Stewart as Marshall is escorted to the Montana State sideline.
Brady Stewart to attempt the extra point.
So Stewart puts it up, and this one's very high. Cleared the line by a mile, and he was able to knock it through. 49-30, Bobcats lead. Aggie offense rolling. Can the defense get a stop? We'll find out when we come back. 3:03 to go, third quarter. You're listening to East Davis football here on 94.3 FM. KDBS Davis.